Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. Not much to report on the Ukraine-Russia situation. It's more complex than simply Russia invaded Ukraine. It is Russia recognizing, and obviously the use of troops, so that constitutes an invasion, but it's not an invasion in the full sense of the word. It may well end up that way. I personally am skeptical. I don't see what Putin has to gain from invading all of Ukraine and trying to pacify a pretty large place, which has some pretty sophisticated armaments and a population that hates Russia. Not a good sign for an invading force, all of those factors put together. But where Russians are a majority in the provinces that he has acknowledged or recognized its independence, so he has recognized its independence. These people, the majority of them are Russian and love Mother Russia. And I fully understand resentment on the part of Ukrainians. I have been not the only voice, but a lonely voice in reminding people of what the Russians did to the Ukrainians in the 1930s. It was a word I don't use often. It was genocidal, and it was intended to be genocidal. We don't know the exact number, but somewhere between 5 and 6 million Ukrainians were deliberately starved to death. Ukrainians remember that, like the Armenians remember World War I and the Turkish slaughter. Jews remember the Holocaust, and so on. People do remember these things. And that is it for only now. The third hour, I will have George Friedman, one of the most sober observers of the international scene, living, in my opinion. And so that will help us, I think, clarify that a bit more. Meanwhile, country after country is dropping mandates. The latest, let me get this for you, is from Iceland. And this is from Reuters. Iceland to lift all COVID-19 restrictions on Friday. Iceland will lift all remaining COVID-19 restrictions on Friday, including a 200-person indoor gathering limit and restricted opening hours for bars, the Ministry of Health said. Widespread societal resistance to COVID-19 is the main route out of the epidemic, whatever that means, widespread societal resistance. To achieve this, as many people as possible need to be infected with the virus, as the vaccines are not enough, even though they provide good protection against serious illness. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Probably you did, but it may not have registered as I would like it to. To achieve this, that is widespread societal resistance to COVID as being the main route out of the epidemic, as many people as possible need to be infected with the virus, as the vaccines are not enough. Do you know that many people were removed from Twitter, that Soviet-like censorious website or tech site, from YouTube, from Google, which owns YouTube, from Instagram, from Facebook, for saying this? The misinformation about COVID has overwhelmingly come from the Democrats, our health authorities, and the tech sites, big tech. That's where the misinformation has come from. The greatest sources of misinformation in this country have been Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google. The greatest the greatest manifestation of that misinformation is to declare true information misinformation. And you know what will happen? Nothing. Nothing. They lie. The left lies. They lie and they lie. And when the lie can't continue, they stop that lie and move to the next lie, like the Russian collusion lie. That's what happens. In other words, Iceland has just announced it is better to have had COVID than to have had a vaccine. Natural immunity is superior, which is exactly what you have heard on this show for about a year. In other words, you've heard far, far, far more truth on this radio talk show than from the CDC, FDA, Instagram, Google, PolitiFact, the so-called fact-checkers, which are in the service of the left, and that's it. It would be interesting to see if I put up a tweet, or if Alex Berenson, I think he's been kicked out off of Twitter, just to say once again, look, Iceland has just announced that natural immunity is superior. Why do people believe it? Because they never hear this. They have created, half this country has created a bubble to live in so as not to hear things like this. To smear talk radio, Fox News, PragerU, Daily Wire, TPUSA. They just smear. But all of us have given you more truth than anything on the left. Anything. Truth, the most precious thing we have. Iceland, so you can now visit Iceland. All border restrictions would also be lifted. And they're still wearing masks where I live in L.A. County. These poor waiters and waitresses. I've been telling them the whole time, you know, when you come to my table, you can really lower the mask. I feel bad for you. But of course, they can't. They're afraid of being fired. And there's always somebody who will snitch. They'll die because the waiter didn't have a mask on. They really believe it. Or they really believe that they are in danger of dying. Oh, my God. The fear. The irrational fear. I fear irrational fear. Okay? That's my fear. Here's another thing for you. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Rise in non-COVID-19 deaths hits life insurers. Now, that's interesting. Why would there be so many people who have died, so many more people from non-COVID? Well, there are two possibilities that I can think of. One is people did not go in for treatments because the hospitals have scared them away. And anyway, who wants to go in for a treatment if nobody could visit you? The cruelty of the medical profession of forcing people to die alone is something I will never forget. I would have smashed down the door and been arrested if it were my loved one in that room. And I would have been arrested. I fully acknowledge it. It's a puzzle, is it? The other possibility is that there's been an excess number due to people dying from the vaccine. I'm not saying it happened. I'm just saying I can't think of a third reason for this steep increase in non-COVID deaths, especially since it so often involves the heart. And often myocarditis, things that are, in fact, attached often to vaccination effects that we don't want. 1-8-PRAGER-776. You're listening to The Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
You have homeowners insurance for a good reason, because without it, a fire, flood, or burglary could destroy you financially. But there's another major crime your homeowner's policy does not cover. It's called home title fraud. The FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, and it can ruin you financially, which is why you should consider Home Title Lock. Title fraud happens when a criminal forges your signature on documents stating you sold your home to him. Then he takes out loans against your home and leaves you with the payments. You'll spend a fortune in legal fees trying to prove you didn't commit fraud. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title. The instant they detect anyone, from a cyber thief to a renter to a relative trying to forge their way onto your home's title, they help shut it down. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter radio for your 60-day money-back guarantee. That's code radio at HomeTitleLock.com. Looking at it, the road rushing
under my wheel. Well, you can imagine my joy at seeing the lead opinion piece in today's Wall Street Journal. I'll put it up for you watching. There it is, as you can see. Harvard students are COVID sheep. Pretty gutsy article for a Harvard student to write. The Harvard student is Julie Hartman. Julie Hartman came into my life about 2 years ago. I put her on my radio show. She asserted that reading my book, Still the Best Hope, began her process from liberal to conservative. I don't talk about that book much. But if you want to understand the left and America, then that is the book to read. It's my dream that everybody in the West would read it. You will really know what's going on and understand it. It's called Still the Best Hope. And now she has the lead opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, because this young woman has courage. I am starting a podcast with her, a video cast every week, called Dennis and Julie, here at Salem. Sean, is it the Salem Podcast Network? How does that's what it's called? So you just log into the Salem Podcast Network?
That's correct.
It's a website. There you go. It's very simple. This should be a very big deal. Two generations, two sexes.
It's also an app.
It's also an app? Great. She has courage to match her intelligence, which is rare. Harvard students are COVID sheep. We yielded to irrational pandemic restrictions to get the next credential. Future leaders, we aren't. Here's how the last sentence goes. My peers and I are often told that we are the future leaders of America. We may be the future decision makers, but most of us aren't leaders. That is such a brilliant line. That's right. The elite colleges aren't producing leaders. Their utter sheep-like cowardice is frightening, actually. To think that Harvard is producing people who will be leaders? People with power? These sheep? Get that mask on. Outside. Take the food to the dorm room. Lest they eat in the same place. Touch food. Sheep, ladies and gentlemen. Our universities are producing sheep. Probably okay with half the parents, at least. Sheep, the children of sheep. It's been a truly sobering understanding of my fellow American these last 2 years. I've spoken about this for 2 years. I might have had a romantic view of my fellow Americans. And if so, I am guilty of naivete, a trait I can't stand in adults. But the obedience to irrational orders among especially the best educated, who do you think listen to these orders more? People who went to graduate school or people who stopped at the end of high school? Every one of you knows the answer. So this is one of the rare arenas where left and right can agree. The better educated you are, the more you listen to CDC orders. The less educated you are, the less you listen to CDC orders. Right? So the only question is, which group was right? The best educated or the less educated? You can't argue with that. And here's the elite of the elite, Harvard. And Julie Hartman is sort of blowing the whistle. We may be the future decision makers, but most of us aren't leaders. Our principal concern is becoming members of the American elite with whatever compromises, concessions, and conformity that requires. Oh, God, the breath of fresh air. I salute the Wall Street Journal for publishing her. And, of course, her for writing. She'll be on the show tomorrow. And, again, we'll have a weekly podcast, Dennis and Julie, Salem Podcast Network. And my article, her article, of course, is up at my website. She ends the article. The inability of Harvard students to question or oppose these irrational bureaucratic excesses bodes ill for our ability to meet future challenges. That's right. They don't question. What does the elite want me to do? That's her theory. That's how they got into Harvard, answering that question. That's how they stayed at Harvard, and that's how they will be the rest of their lives in most cases. How can I march lockstep with the elite? Some people are telling the truth in America. Julie is one of them. I'm Dennis Prager.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick Grovich, AmFed Coin and Bullion's owner, frequently tells me stories of investors buying gold and silver coins, thinking they are buying into the bullion's market. In reality, brokers often claim collector coins outperform bullion, and they sell their clients overpriced collectibles. The truth is, unless you're buying coins in the $100,000 plus range, very few collector coins have appreciated even half as much as gold. If a dealer is talking about gold and silver but wants to sell you $20 Saints and Liberties, call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion before making any decision. I can assure you that Nick and his staff will give you simple, honest information on any coin you're being offered, regardless of the dealer. Please call Nick before committing to purchasing anything. Nick and his team will tell you if you're getting a fair deal. You have nothing to lose. The information is free, and you could possibly save thousands. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, American Federal. AmericanFederal.com.
An important book is now out called The Desecrators. It's a perfect name. Perfect. As you know, I've said for all of my broadcast life, just now 40 years, everything the left touches, it destroys. I now like as much the word desecrate. That is exactly right. And that on the cover of this book is a picture of a Thomas Jefferson statue covered in pseudo blood, red liquid. One of the greatest of the great founders of this country. And that's what was done to the statue. It is co-authored by Matt Schlapp and Deal Hudson. And I have Matt Schlapp on Skype. You can watch him, God willing. We're giving the Skype We're giving the video another try. And Matt Schlapp is the chairman of CPAC, one of the great organizations having great conferences. I've been to many of them. So, Matt, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show.
Great to be with you, and it's always wonderful when you're with us at CPAC, and we're going to get you back in August in Dallas. We're now doing two of these national CPACs in America a year, and many overseas. It's a growing movement.
It certainly is. I was invited to the Hungary one, and it took the wedding of my son to make it impossible for me to go. Nothing else would have stopped me. But, you know, when your child gets married, that's pretty big. So,
I have five daughters, Dennis, and the youngest one is 10 years old. So I got a little bit more to go until I get to these wedding times. I'm just hoping that my kids want to get married. The way our culture is, we talk about it in the book, is there's just an unholy attack on everything that brings human joy, and the attack on marriage has been part of it.
God, you are so right. It's so sobering to hear one of the leading conservatives in the country, Matt Schlapp, say, "I hope they'll want to get married." I mean, first of all, I salute your honesty, but that's correct for you to say that. Even a great conservative religious parent doesn't know how their child will turn out.
Yeah, and I think, look, we've sent our kids to Catholic schools, and, you know, it's a mixed bag out there. We're very happy with parts of it. We're not happy with other parts of it. You know, there's been this great indictment on America's public schools for very good reasons, and in Virginia, what a disgrace with what they were pushing, this pollution to propagandize our kids. But even in our religious schools, you know, it's the same accreditations, oftentimes the same textbooks. It's the same smut and sewage that is getting into the minds of our kids. And I think one of the things we chronicle in the book is, in the midst of all the Black Lives Matter violence and the panic over the virus and everything else, we did something I never thought I would do, Dennis. I took the clicker in my hand, and we just started turning off all of our televisions. And yes, we download movies and stuff like that, a lot of classic movies, by the way. We started reading the Bible out loud and started reading out loud because some of my kids were still trying to learn how to read well. They picked up the guitar. They learned how to play the guitar, the ukulele. We would sing, and we continued this. I keep saying that we're kind of like a modern Little House on the Prairie, but we're not the only family doing that. A lot of families have just decided that this culture we've created is not healthy for our kids.
Where exactly do you live?
We live right outside Washington, D.C. in Virginia, like right near the Reagan Airport.
So is that Loudoun County? Did you hear me, Matt? Is that Loudoun County?
I think Dennis froze.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not in Loudoun County. We're near Loudoun County, and we certainly drive through Loudoun County a lot. So that was the epicenter, a lot of this education malfeasance that was brought to light and resulted in, like, one of the greatest elections in Virginia's history.
That's right. Absolutely. So people are talking about a Republican landslide. I get a little frightened when people do. The worst possible thing for people who love this country and its values is to get cocky. What is your take in that regard?
Every time I've gotten cocky, I've been humbled. So I agree with that.
Yes.
I always say, when your last name is Schlapp and you're from Kansas, you know, you don't get cocky. But but I do think we're going to have a huge year. Only it is a woke is on trial, and the American people have decided they don't want it anymore.
All right, we're going to come back to you in a moment. Matt Schlapp, truly significant book, The Desecrators. I'm putting it up if you're watching us. And it is up at DennisPrager.com. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. He created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for you.
Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 60% off the Giza Dream Sheets that comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code PRAGER. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code PRAGER. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and more. Call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code PRAGER or MyPillow.com. Promo code PRAGER. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here with Matt Schlapp, co-author of this great new book, The Desecrators. What a great title. Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. Boy, is that ever our shared ideal. He's the head of CPAC, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, political gathering now in different parts of the world. He's created a tremendous thing here with CPAC. So, Matt, is Matt with me? Do I? Because I'm not seeing him. We're all good? Okay, great. Okay, Matt, hi again. The book, by the way, folks, is up at DennisPrager.com. So, I don't know if I don't think you would know this because it just came out today. So, Iceland has announced that natural immunity is the best way, it is better than vaccines. That is their health authorities announced it. Every one of us, myself among them, who have said this for the last year, has been canceled by Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. And so we have told the truth. They have lied. They said we had misinformation. The battle with the tech, the big tech, and the free speech issue is huge, and I'd like to get your thoughts on it.
Well, first of all, we are one of the main plaintiffs on the lawsuit against big tech that John Cole is leading up, and President Trump is the lead on. And I agree with you. Look, when I got, as I call it, Chinese Corona, we kept it a secret, because we knew the ramifications for our young children would be terrible, because they would assume my vaccination status, which I don't talk about publicly. I shouldn't have to. It's no one's business the healthcare choices I make. And it's certainly not my kids' obligation to be tortured by school administrators over what their parents decide. And I actually took ivermectin. I found a doctor who is my doctor, but you couldn't get it prescribed. Then you had to find a pharmacy that wouldn't cancel out that prescription. Found a pharmacy. Those pharmacies are getting increasingly pressured to not carry a very cheap therapeutic. And at the end of all this, you're exactly right, Dennis, which is natural immunity, of course, by every study that's coming out now, shows that it's more durable. And that the vaccine, everyone can have their opinions on it, which is it's incredibly porous. And everybody I know who's been vaccinated has gotten Chinese corona. Now, thank God they've gotten this less virulent form of it. And I think in the end, that could have turned out to be a real blessing that we build up our natural immunity. But Dennis, why does it take 2 years, the canceling of doctors and nurses' careers, kicking young brave Marines out of our military, finally get to a point that all the government doctors who took those government jobs because they couldn't get good private sector jobs were wrong about almost every aspect of this?
Well, that leads me to this terrible conclusion that has reshaped my thinking in the last 2 years. I don't trust a single national institution any longer. Do you know how hard that is for me, who loves this country, to say that to you? The FBI has been corrupted, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, the DOD, the DOJ. Everything. Am I overstating it? And I always tell guests on my show, if you differ with me, please feel free to do so.
Well, I'd like to not differ with you. I'd like to amplify it. let's keep going. Too many churches, too many Fortune 200 companies, professional sports, all colleges, almost all colleges, almost all educational structures, almost all foundations. Every powerful part of society, starting with big tech and big media going down, has essentially been taken over. Now, we talk about this in the book. Was it a coup? Did it happen slowly? We can all talk about that, but the main reason why this happened everywhere is we have been preconditioned to believe that if we're white, that if we're male, that if we have wealth, no matter what our gender is, that if we're straight, that, you know, you can say all the parade of horribles of people who have privilege. If we have that privilege, our voice doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Sit down, shut up, and let everybody else make these decisions. And what's happened in the meantime is we've lost all these institutions. We've taught our kids and our grandkids and too many people in my generation that they shouldn't speak up because of their privilege. And the strange thing politically is Hispanics and blacks are actually on our side in so many of these arguments in growing and growing numbers. We now have polls that show Hispanics are splitting roughly evenly between the left and the right in this country. It was never about race. It was about Marxism and power and destroying these institutions, as you said.
That's right. Everything you could name. But unlike every other country, we have a tremendously robust opposition to wokeism. Canada is lost. And my column yesterday, my syndicated column, was Canada is the next Cuba. Canada is become worthless morally. There are wonderful Canadians, but there were wonderful Russians under Stalin, Russian wonderful Germans in the Hitler era. There are always wonderful people in crappy societies, and that's what's happened to Canada. We have a robust opposition. CPAC is a leader in that opposition. And so, obviously, Talk Radio and PragerU and Daily Wire and TPUSA, I mean, we, and Fox News, I mean, this is unheard of in any other country. So there is hope. Your book is a manifesto here, Matt. I salute you for writing it. Again, folks, The Desecrators, it is up at DennisPrager.com. We'll speak again and have a terrific conference.
Thank you, sir, and we're going to get you back at CPAC in August. I'm going to twist your arm.
God bless you. Thank you. The great Wall Street Journal opinion page has Julie Hartman's article on top. Harvard students are COVID sheep. She'll be on tomorrow. And on the bottom is a piece that called Down with the Designated Hitter, which for probably most Americans is either meaningless or insignificant. I agree with the Wall Street Journal and the writer, in this case, a man named Ed Condon. It's a very big deal. It is another example of the watering down of standards. They say it'll appeal to the young if they don't have pitchers going to bat and they have a designated hitter instead. Somebody who has no other role other than to hit the ball. Not a runner, not a fielder, just a designated hitter. It is an example of people running an institution and ruining it. It's like the churches that said, let's attract the young with rock bands at the beginning of service. But in the long run, it doesn't work. If you abandon basic principles, in the case of churches, of dignity, of liturgy, and in the case of baseball, of the most important rule in baseball, every single player has to be in the field and at bat. That is the whole point of baseball. So you had to figure out what to do. It added tremendous drama to the game. Will the pitcher bat or will the manager take him out? And they dropped it. It's just another example, as I said, of the watering down of standards. Thinking, more long balls hit, the fans will go crazy. But fans don't go crazy for that. They go crazy for the real deal. So I happen to agree with the Wall Street Journal for publishing a piece on what people might dismiss as insignificant. But if it is the national pastime and one of the most important rules of the game is changed, that's not a good sign. Let's water things down to appeal to people. Let's water grades down. That way more people can graduate with an A. Let's water baseball down. The pitcher doesn't have to bat. It's all part of a compromising with standards. And that's a big deal. We return. I'm Dennis Prager.